Welcome to Versus. We're back for our final episode before the break. I'm ready. Miles, you ready? Take that as a yes. And you know what that means? It is time for us to do a funny little thing and debate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Versus. I'm your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always joined by my co-host, Miles Sprung.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Well, we have a bit of a shorter episode today, unfortunately, just because this is our last day before fall break.
We got to do a couple things before we get out of here, see?
Yes, we have to make sure that this is uploaded and that this is that this previous episode. Miles, you have a thing to edit, don't you?
I do have a thing to edit, yes. Yeah. I have to edit Giant tonight for the football broadcast here. Pre-game starts at 6 p.m. Woo! Warren Sorth at Ben Davis. Go Giants!
Woo!
Oh, I'm peeking out the mic when I do my little woo.
Woo!
Tops out the mic. Well, Miles, how has your week been?
I found out yesterday I might have torn my meniscus.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is fun.
It's been, my knee's been messed up. Ooh. The last couple months, and he said it's either a aggravation, a fray, but more than likely a tear.
It's gotta suck.
So I'm going to physical therapy, and then if that doesn't work, get an MRI, and then if I need surgery, I'm waiting until after show choir season, and that ends in March.
Well, let's hope that it's not a tear, probably is.
Yeah, that would be annoying, but you know, I'm powering through. Let's do it.
Yeah, power through. Well, we have a very fun topic, very fun, kind of like set us off into the end of the semester here to get us cooking into fall break, give us something to talk about, and then we can argue when we come back after fall break.
I like arguing.
I love arguing. That's why I made this show. Miles, which is better, winter or fall break?
Winter break.
You really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Easily.
Why?
Because you just get so much satisfaction after it, first of all, because for playing field, it's a longer break, because I know that, you know, every other school gets two week breaks.
Yeah.
Not us. We get, for fall and spring, we only get 1 week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, so I'm off this week, and then I have to do half days at playing field for the next 2 weeks. So I've done half days here this week, then 2 weeks of half days next week. So for playing field, it's shorter breaks, which does add to it. But for winter break, you get so much more satisfaction out of it because, I mean, like, you're doing finals. You know, it's the end of the semester. You're ending some classes. You're, like, you're finally understanding the beginning part of year-long classes. You know, you're on your finals, and, like, sure, finals suck, but the satisfaction you get after you finish them, like, even if you don't do super well, you're still done with them,
yeah.
And I think that's the biggest part of it. So you get satisfaction from your final or from doing your finals and just being done with it, and then you're off for a couple weeks, and then you got Christmas in there, you got New Year's in there, like you can't beat winter break.
I have to argue for fall break here because fall break, for me, is purely based in nostalgia. Now, fall break never occurs on Halloween. It really doesn't. Halloween is always outside of fall break. So Halloween is really just an extra little day that you get to have.
Yeah.
But during fall break is when all of the spooky starts to come out.
Yeah.
Fall break is when all of the best Halloween movies come out.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You get to go to the movie theater. You can spend those 2 weeks just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Just watching scary movies, watching terrible movies, hanging out with people, going to haunted houses, going on hay rides.
I did go to a haunted house.
Yeah. So fall break is fun.
I went last week, but that's beside
the point. Winter break is absolutely a great thing, right? Because it's got Christmas. It's got all that. Fall break is better for activities.
Yeah.
Fall break is the only break during the year where you can go to, like, a water park. Because
it'd still be too early for spring break. Yeah.
Fall break, if you go early enough in the year, right, you get to go to, I'm going to Holiday World the second week of fall break.
Yeah, that's fun.
Because Holiday World has a little water park that's open.
And they've got a, like, that Halloween event.
And the
right
actual too. Halloween event, yeah. And
there's
they have
also
all
a Halloween event in Fortnite. And I think that's
Fort Nightmares is today, Miles.
Oh, is it actually?
It's today.
Yes. I know what I'm doing this afternoon. Yeah. Well, finishing up prep for the football game. Because it seems like I might have to do play by play depending on if Brody's here or not.
Yeah.
But
Fort Nightmares.
But if once I'm done with football prep, Fort Nightmares, I'm coming for you.
Fall Break has this funny little thing in it that we like to call spook. Now, Halloween isn't actually in Fall Break for
many of us
across the country. I used to have only 1 week for Fall Break.
For some people, it might be, or might fall on the...
It might fall in the break period, but for us here in Indy, no. But yeah. Fall Break is good for the activities. I will expand on that. A lot of amusement parks are very, very open. And because it's later on in the year, people don't want to go.
Yeah.
Shorter lines.
Though, I don't know.
We always go.
Halloween events draw people in, though.
Oh, not for Holiday World.
Really?
When we go to Holiday World during fall break, it's dead.
Really?
It is dead.
That's kind of crazy, actually.
During the summer. We went to Holiday World once during the summer, and it was so crowded, I got to ride two things.
Oh, my God.
We go during fall break. I got to go every single ride in the park twice in a day.
That I did that with Six Flags in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because
when was that?
It was on. It was in, like, March or early April, and it was, like, raining. No one was there. We were there for a choir
trip. When
there's
rain, even better.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, if there's lightning, they won't let you on anything.
Well,
but
if
it's just rain, then it's fair game.
Yeah.
Oh, everything's fair game. And fall break is really good for that because it gets rainy.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time. It didn't this year. It really hasn't been that rainy. We got one bit of rain.
Which is unfortunate because the plants need it.
The plants need it. I mean, they're dying right now because of winter and whatnot, but, you know, it's
fine.
They
need it! They need it! Okay, I probably shouldn't have done
that. Yeah, we're peeking out the mics. I'm going to have to edit that. I'm going to have to do... I got to stay after longer. Anyways.
That's on me, listeners. I apologize for my actions here today.
But I think that the best thing to come out of fall break every single time is the movies.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
All of the best bad movies come out during fall break.
Oh, yeah. Dude, bad horror movies, I love them so much.
They're the best thing that's ever happened.
I know. I love them.
Let's hear you argue for winter break for a bit.
Okay, so obviously, the biggest thing about winter break is the holidays, you know, because it's not just Christmas. I mean, you've got New Year's in there too.
Yep.
So not only are you signifying, you know, you're done with these finals and you get to spend time with, you know, with your family and get gifts and all this other stuff. But with a new year, you can celebrate a new chapter. You know what I'm saying? So winter break isn't just a break. It's a chance to start over. That might be the corniest thing I've ever said in my entire life.
That was the most Hallmark movie type tagline I've ever heard, and I hated every second of it.
You know what? I should write for those movies, honestly. Think I can make a lot of money doing that?
I don't know, man.
So they were in love, and then he did something bad, and then they were not in love, and then they were in love again.
It's really funny that the villain in the Hallmark movies is always the, like, morally correct average salaryman in the United States. He's just like, no, babe, sorry, you can't go across the country right now. I'm trying to close on this really important $1 million sale that will guarantee our entire future. And then she goes on the trip anyways and meets some, like, Hawaiian guy who is like...
He doesn't spend enough time while doing his job.
He doesn't spend enough time with me doing his job that decides our entire future and spending plan for the rest of the year.
Which,
and then,
like,
this Hawaiian guy is just like, hey, man, I don't got a job, but I can do this. But I can pay attention to you.
I run a hot dog stand on the beach, but you know what? Good enough for you.
Yeah, I just happen to be slightly more conventionally attractive.
Just a little bit,
just
though.
A smidge.
Because it's never like the dude is ugly.
No,
and, like,
never.
And, like, she's, like, only with him for the money or whatever.
No.
Like, it's like he's an average-looking dude, and then there's a slightly above-average-looking dude that is, like, the hottest guy ever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But then the average-looking dude is just, like... This is a humanitarian. This is, like, a saint. And then the girl is just like, well, he doesn't spend enough time with me. And then, yeah, that's the whole villain
he
plot.
He could be the best person that's ever... Like, he could be Mr. Beast levels of humanitarian when it comes to, like... Or at least when it comes to, like, charity work, not,
what
you know...
What she didn't know is that Santa was her husband. Santa is Bones, and Bones help nobody.
What?
The AI-generated Hallmark commercial that was...
I haven't seen
running
that.
Around. Oh, dude. You weren't here for the show this week. We talked about it. We read it. I did a dramatic reading of it.
Oh, I wish I was here for the show then.
We're going to do it now.
My tummy was icky.
We're going to do it now. This is on your theme. It's on theme.
Yeah, it's on theme. It's fine.
AI Hallmark commercial. Yeah, my mom just said he's Hallmark hot.
That's me.
What it is. No. That's the concept.
Oh, like the Hawaiian guy. Mm-hmm. Oh. I thought you were talking about my amazing writing.
Here we go. The Christmas on Christmas. Interior. Small town snow globe refillery. We see a single mother refilling snow globes with Christmas juice. She is widow.
With Christmas juice?
She is widow. Her husband died in every war. Single mother. I refill globes better than Jesus Claus. Yet still, my twins are dad free. Why? They need double dad. Businessman enters the shop. He wears clothes that cost money. His hands are briefcases, and he's Hallmark hot. Single mother continued. Hide. Do your snow globes lack wet? Hurry. Hurry. Christmas attacks soon.
Christmas attacks soon.
Businessman has flashback to when he was business boy. A Christmas tree explodes his family on purpose. He now hates trees and Christmas and explosions. He exits the flashback. Businessman! Shut your sound. I am from huge city. I bought your land and am turning it into oil resort. Single mother! Rude behavior! This is a family business. I sell families. I am widow. My husband is now Bones. Single mother points to her husband's bones in the corner of the room. They are all gift wrapped in eggnog.
What? What?
Businessman, all of my wives are bones. That is America.
That is America.
But I must make money for my twins to live. They are a prince.
What?
Single mother, I too own twins. Please, don't have bought my land. Christmas is today. Businessman, laugh. I bought Christmas, and now it is never. Unless we go on dates.
What? What is happening? This might be the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Single mother. I cannot date because of a snow curse. I pray Santa helps me. Santa cannot help. She did not know, but Santa was her husband. Santa is Bones. Bones help nobody. The end.
That was the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It's I'm not gonna lie.
That is not actually AI generated. It is a script written by comedian Keaton Patty. It was shared around 2019 around Christmas time. And
businessman.
Businessman.
Single mother.
I had to shout anytime it was their turn.
Because it was in all caps.
Yeah,
it was in
all caps.
Caps.
Yeah. That's how it just goes. Unfortunately, that I feel like Hallmark movies and Christmas are really the only benefits of Christmas vacation, unfortunately, for winter break. I think that's the only thing you get.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it's Christmas or whatever you celebrate. You know what I'm saying?
But we don't get snow anymore.
Well, clearly you haven't been up in Wisconsin.
Clearly you don't own an air fryer.
Because we get slightly more snow.
We haven't gone anywhere for winter vacation, really. We don't really go anywhere for winter break.
I go up to Scotty every year.
My mom was really disappointed that it wasn't actually AI.
Yeah, I know. That actually took a lot away from the commercial, I'm not going to lie.
It's funny, though.
It is funny.
It's very good.
It is, yeah. I mean, yeah, I believed it was AI.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's written like an AI would write. That's
exactly.
Why it's funny.
Businessman.
Businessman has flashback to when he was business boy.
Dude,
her husband is now Bones.
No, her husband is Santa.
Santa
is
Bones.
And
Bones
help nobody. But anyway, but yeah, so I mean, sure, I can get why you'd have more activities you can do because of the weather, and we don't really get a lot of snow here. But I mean, we still get some snow. that if you take, that makes the days all the more special. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because snow isn't just snow. It's freedom. What? What did I just say?
I have no idea what you just said.
It's you know what? It made sense in my head, and then I said it, and I was like, wait, what now? But yeah, so, sure, there's not, or, okay. People you love, you know what I'm saying? You spend time with them. You don't, I mean, fall break, you don't really have a holiday like that to where you can spend time with, because, I mean, Halloween isn't in fall mm-hmm. break really ever. And it's just like, oh, it's fall break. I'm just going to slump around and do nothing. Which, like, you know, you do on winter break, too, because obviously. But you have more opportunity. But it's, you know, for me, it's a longer break. So I have more opportunity to spend time with my friends
mm-hmm.
or with my family and all that. But then you. But then, like, for fall break, too, I mean, you do get time to spend with friends. But it's not. It isn't really. I don't really want to say it doesn't mean as much because it's not on a holiday, but you cherish the memory more if it's on a specific day.
Here's my thing. For winter break, let's go back to like getting in and out of school. On fall break, when you come out of school, right, you're off for 2 weeks. It's a great break. Then you come back in and you're just back into the usual routine. There's no change to the routine. It's all the same. It's something you're familiar with. You're comfortable with at this point. For winter break, That's the space between semesters.
Yeah.
You come back from winter break, uh-oh, your entire schedule's different. You have new classes now. Things got moved.
But that doesn't really take a lot of adjusting, though, because, I mean...
Not necessarily, but you, for the first couple weeks, you're going to have to walk around with your schedule in hand to figure out where your rooms are.
Not really.
I do.
It takes me, like, 2 days, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you're stupid. I don't... What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Ashton in Studio B is trying to tell me something, but I don't know what he's trying to say.
Is Santa in there, and is he Bones?
Wait, is Santa Bones over there?
Is Santa Bones in the corner?
Ashton,
is Santa
air.
In the corner?
Turn on the air button. Air! Whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. He's not going to listen.
Is Santa Claus your husband, and is your husband, or is Santa Claus Bones... And Bones help nobody. Is Bones in the corner over there, Ashton?
Are there Bones in the corner, and are they Santa?
No. Okay.
Ah, shame.
Unfortunate. Well. but yeah, so... I don't know. I just feel like for winter break, you can cherish the memories more because they lie on specific days. And they also, like... It just gives you more opportunities, if that makes sense.
I personally think I'm going to go back to the activity for a minute, but more of like the decoration. People decorate for Christmas.
Yeah,
they do. But mostly interior decoration for Christmas.
We haven't done Christmas lights in like probably.
People usually make more of their Christmas experience about the interior of their house.
That's fair. Yeah.
I don't see a lot of like exterior Christmas decorations. I mean, obviously, there are, like, the usual Christmas light big houses that have the big things of Christmas lights.
Well, yeah, you have that.
That are eating up half the town's power supply.
You have that for, like, every holiday, though. Yeah. Like, I think I saw, like, a whole Thanksgiving display one time.
But for Halloween, you can get a little more creative with it. Because there isn't really a limit on what you can decorate with for Halloween.
Yeah.
For Christmas, something's got to have a Santa hat. For Halloween, be whatever you want.
That's fair.
Batman? Sure. Iron Man? Maybe. Giant 12-foot Home Depot skeleton covered in red and orange saran wrap? Absolutely.
Santa Bones,
yeah. Now we know what happened to him.
I feel like the better...
It was the 12-foot skeleton from Home Depot.
I feel like the better argument would be Christmas or Halloween.
Nah, it's fine. That's part of the same argument that we're going with. We'll count those as the same thing. But anyways, for Halloween, you get, and for fall break, you get all this spooky stuff. People dress up. You get costumes. Not even on Halloween. You can just get them during the year. People are everywhere. Do you see a Spirit Christmas store pop up in random closed up shop locations?
I wish.
No, but we get Spirit Halloween, though, and Spirit Halloween is a masterpiece. It is an enigma. I don't know where they come from, but they're like those fireworks shops that pop up during the 4th of July.
Phantom fireworks or whatever.
Phantom fireworks, because like a phantom, you see them and then they're gone.
That's
Spirit
actually really,
Halloween.
That's actually really clever marketing.
And Spirit, because it's there sometimes, but then you turn the corner and uh-oh, it's gone. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's replaced once again. Spirit Halloween
by a Macy's.
No, Spirit Halloween just shows up everywhere. There was a room. There's a room place in Perry Crossing that closed down recently.
I got some friends that work there.
Literally,
or not some friends, some classmates rather.
Literally, a day.
Yeah.
One day after the store closed its doors, there was a Spirit Halloween banner out front.
Yeah.
And it was in business.
Yeah, that I worked at an Italian restaurant in Plainfield for like 3 weeks. And like I think I worked like the day before Halloween, and I did not I worked there pretty often, like a few days a week, whatever. I didn't remember there being a Spirit Halloween there, and then it just appeared. Mm-hmm. It was just there.
Yeah, they just show up.
And that was like a direction that I looked every day I worked.
Yeah, they just shows up, and it's great. I love it. Also, my mom wants to make an important statement real quick. Holiday World is in a town called Santa Claus, Indiana.
Oh, that's true. It is.
And it is entirely based on Christmas. But it was entirely based on Christmas. It is now based entirely on multiple different holidays.
Yeah.
And just because it's themed on Christmas doesn't mean that I am going there because of the Christmas. Arguably, Christmas area is the least entertaining part.
Oh, Holiday World is legit, like, based on holidays?
Yeah.
I've never actually been.
Bro, oh my god, you have to go. It's so good. It's so fun. Anyways, I have discovered something recently.
Oh no.
As in, like, 2 minutes ago. There's an AI-generated horror movie script.
Oh, yeah.
We did the Hallmark movie. You know what time it is. Ahem. Horror movie. Exterior. House that wears hockey mask.
House, yeah, I mean, why not?
An old man cuts the grass by stabbing it with an axe. Four teens arrive in a car that runs... Never mind. They exit car. It is spring break. Time for teens to guzzle fluids and die off.
Guzzle fluids and die off. What?
Teen one, old man, you do not belong. We rent this house for week of young times. Old man, I am caretaker. I care. Do not stay in house. Kitchen is a monster. Witch is basement. Beds are ghosts. Sink hates priests. TV is a book.
Sink hates priests.
TV is a book. Teen 2, get buried. You are a waste of age.
What?
Teen 2 is the state jerk. His college major is vodka law. Teen 3, maybe we leave. This place gives me the creeps.
The creeps.
Teen 4, stop acting chicken. Your stupidity is making you a bird as usual. The house door swings open. A little girl comes out orphanly.
What is orphanly?
Orphanly, as an orphan.
Well, yeah, but like, what Teen makes 2, something orphanly?
Your sobriety is not appreciated. Teen 2 throws a can of gin at the little girl. The little girl turns into a Texas chainsaw, but is still orphan.
But is still orphan.
Texas chainsaw, die, y'all. Houston, Dallas.
Houston, Dallas. Yep, of course.
Teen 3 makes a scream. Teen 4 makes a scream 2, the sequel. The Texas chainsaw cuts off Teen 2's body. His blood says hi to all. Teen 1. No! Teen 2 needs a body to drink. Teen 3 calls 911, but a Frankenstein answers and is upset. Old man, run into the car. Go. I end this. Teen 1 and teen 3 run into house. Teen 4 runs into chainsaw. Old man continued. That is not the car.
That is not the car.
The end.
What a story.
It
moved me, to be honest.
Truly a cinematic masterpiece. I had to skip over some bits I couldn't say over the air, unfortunately. But it is, by the same guy, hilarious.
That's just great.
It's great. Bad horror movies, man.
Gotta love them.
They are always the best during fall break.
Yeah.
But you know what else is good during fall breaks?
What?
Good horror movies. Or, better yet, old horror movies.
Old horror movies do kind of hit.
I watched Darkness Falls for the first time.
Oh, you've told me about it.
Yeah, but just now, like a couple days ago, on Tuesday, actually, I finished Darkness Falls, and it was okay.
Glad to hear it.
It was all right. It was not bad.
But it was not good.
It was not great. It was good. I did enjoy the movie. It's definitely showing its age a little bit.
It
came out in like 2004. But apparently that movie was so terrifying to my parents when it first came out that my mom had to sleep with a nightlight on for weeks.
That's hilarious.
I watched the movie, and I did not. Because I have already lost all of my teeth. And I am not worried about it.
Fair enough.
But I've also seen a couple...
Evil dentists, or evil tooth fairy.
Evil tooth fairy.
Have you ever seen The Dentist?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's great. It's with Corbin Burnson.
Let's see. Horror movies coming out this fall break. We have Don't Move.
Fall Break.
Don't Move. Sequel to Don't Breathe, I believe.
No.
Spinoff to Don't Breathe.
Maybe.
Because Don't Breathe 2 was already a thing.
Yeah, Don't Breathe 2 already exists. I believe.
Smile 2.
I didn't like... I liked Smile. It was okay.
I thought it was great. The Platform 2.
I don't know what that is.
The Platform was like a psychological horror that takes place on a floating platform. That's it.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good. let's see. What else do we have? What's this one? Caddo Lake. Which is... That one came out recently, I believe. When an 8-year-old girl mysteriously vanishes, a series of past deaths and disappearances start to link together, forever altering a broken family's history.
Oh, how great.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? There's a lot of, like... kind of B-movies that I see that are coming out.
B-movies?
Not the B-movie. B-movies.
You like jazz?
One of them that I'm seeing right now is Rippy.
What?
Rippy.
What is that?
It's a cannibalistic rabbit.
Oh. Charming.
But like a humanoid rabbit.
That sounds phenomenal. Phenomenal. Do 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 do.
There's some, there's like some weird ones that I've seen recently. But a lot of like the best bad movies come out during fall break.
Yeah.
For example, last year and the year before, we got Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And Blood and Honey 2. Oh, boy. Those were messes. I watched Blood and Honey 1 when it came out, the day it came out. It was the worst movie I have ever seen. Not even fun bad.
Yeah, no, it's just bad.
Straight bad. It had so many different plot lines, and for some reason... I think the funny... Do you want to know the best part about Blood and Honey 2?
What?
So Blood and Honey 2 now features Tigger, the boy. Tigger, he's there.
Of course, yeah.
And, of course, Owl and Rabbit. But... there's a very key moment in this movie where Winnie the Pooh kills a girl with an axe and then steps out into the hallway and says, unironically, it's pooing time.
Oh, how amazing.
Yep.
That's,
Like, it's Morbin time from when Morbius was a thing. It's pooing time.
It's pooing time.
My favorite part of Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey 2 is when Winnie the Pooh said, "It's pooing time," and then pooed all over the place.
Yeah. Anyways,
what kind of good movies do you get during Christmas?
None. I don't like Christmas movies. I don't like new Christmas movies.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna lie.
I'm gonna give you something here. Not all the movies that come out in the Christmas season are Christmas movies.
Well, yeah, but still. If we're talking about,
just think about the movies.
If you're talking
that
about winter break
out.
In general, then.
Yeah. During that time, I mean, what are you getting? You're getting, this year you're getting The Secret Level, that new anthology on Amazon.
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock's Christmas movie is coming out.
What, Code Red?
Red One. I'm going to watch that one.
I hate The Rock.
I'm watching it because Chris Evans and J.K. Simmons are in it.
It's the final boss. Don't worry about it. That's from my WWE guys out there.
Do you know why I just threw a chair at you, Neiman?
No.
Are you rushing or dragging?
Stay on my tempo!
Whiplash is legit one of my favorite movies ever.
It is the best movie. It's like, it's great.
Anyways,
grandma just wanted to give you Die Hard. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Oh, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And Die Hard 2, but and not Die Hard 3 or 4 or
not
5.
Not Die Harder.
Or no, it's
Die Hard
it's
with
Die
a Vengeance.
Hard. It's Die Hard. Die Hard 2, Die Harder. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Live Free or Die Hard. I feel like I'm missing one. I already said Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yep.
Oh, why do I feel like I'm missing one?
You're running low.
No, like my dad might kill me if I...
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
A Good Day to Die Hard, yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is a Christmas movie.
That's true, it is.
It is a Christmas movie.
But I'm not saying there aren't good Christmas movies.
Scooby-Doo.
Like I love Christmas movies. There's just, like, not any good ones recently. Should we do some closing arguments?
Yeah, let's do some closing arguments. You can go first.
All right, so winter break. For me, at least, we get a longer break, so awesome. You can spend time with people you love.
What? You didn't say people.
Yeah, I did.
No, you tried.
I said people. Okay, you can spend time with people you love. It's sort of a reset, or for school specifically, it's sort of a, you know, hit the reset button and you move on. Plus you get Christmas, which is awesome. And yeah.
That it?
Yeah. That's all I can think of.
Fall break. Spooky season. You get so much stuff done during fall break because it's the last bit of time during the year outside of summer vacation where you can go to a water park. It's still warm during fall break most of the time, at least during later in the day. You're able to go off and do some actual activities during that. And it's not always going to be a fun activity. But during fall break, you get haunted houses. You get hay rides. You get pumpkin carving. I didn't even touch on pumpkin carving. You get costume contests. You get all this really fun and really terrible movies. And, best yet, you just get to, like, hang out and have a time. On Christmas during winter break, you are pretty much all, like, guaranteed to be going out and spending time with family. And that is great. I love spending time with my family. But I also really like the parts of break where I can just sit and relax and do my own thing on my own time. And I think that the best time to do that is fall break. Because fall break, there's not really a holiday there. Until Halloween, and that's usually after fall break. But you get all of the stuff leading up to Halloween, and that is great. That is awesome. And that is my closing argument.
Cool, cool.
Is that your closing argument done?
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to cut this episode a little short, but we do have a lot of stuff to get done before we leave for the day. So you will actually hear this episode uploaded, and the poll will be up
today.
Today. Isn't that crazy?
It's wild how that works.
That's crazy how well that worked out for us.
I know.
I'm just going to be done, and then we're going to, that video, you're just going to be able to vote. And then we'll come back after break, and then we will make that decision. We will see what you guys think of our arguments, which ones you guys, like, which one you agree with. And after fall break, maybe you'll be on my side. I got the advantage because we're going into my break that I am arguing for.
That's true.
Yeah. So once again, thank you everybody for listening to this episode of Versus. I am Kieran Sandulo, and he
is Miles Sprong.
And we are signing off for the week, for the next 2 weeks, actually.
Indeed.
We're going to have some fun times. I'm going to go to a bunch of haunted houses. I'm going to dress up, and I'm going to go steal some candy from children. How are you going to do? What are you going to do, Miles?
I'm going to go to physical therapy.
Oh, yeah. We love physical therapy. I love physical therapy.
It'll
Your
be great.
Knee is weird.
Yeah, no.
You've got a game tonight. So, everybody that's listening right now, we've got a football game tonight. Ben Davis right here against Lort Central. Pregame starts at 6. Miles, you're going to be running that, aren't you?
It depends on if Brody's there. He's not here today, but if he's at the game, he'll be doing play-by-play.
Well,
but maybe I'll
fun.
Do play-by-play.
Yeah. Well, I think we're good. We're going to be back around the 27th. Our break is starting today.
Yup.
We're gone.
Yup.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of Versus. I am Kieran Sandulo. He is Miles Sprong.
Once again, yes.
And this has been Versus on Indy's Giant 90.9.
Hoo-ah!